Are you near the end of that book you're reading and you're not sure what to read next? Well, here's a book recommendation from Nancy Pearl with Marcy Silman.
This is a novel by Justin Tussing, who is, I believe, a very young writer, and it's called Vexation Lullaby. And I have to say, that's what drew me to this book.
The title?
The title. I thought the title was great.
When I hear a title like that, I think, this must be something humorous.
No. Vexation Lullaby happens to be the name of a song by a by one of the three main characters in this novel. And the song, the singer-songwriter, think of Bob Dylan. And think of actually of Bob Dylan's titles. So Vexation Lullaby fits right into that, the sort of thing that Dylan used to write or still writes.
So is this about musicians?
Yes. This is about a tour with this famous Bob Dylan-like musician. And it's told from the point of view of two people. One of them is a young doctor named Peter Silver, who gets a call in the middle of the night asking him to come to a hotel to take care of this mysterious patient. And he ends up, for various reasons, which you have to read the book to find out, going along on this tour with the folk rock musician.
Many strings of thought are running through my head.
Yes.
You're describing this not long after the musician Prince was found dead.
Right.
And had a lot of medical issues. I'm also thinking of Cameron Crowe's movie Almost Famous.
Yeah. When I was reading this book, I was thinking of Cameron Crowe's movie, too, which I just loved. And this is both like it and unlike it, because Jimmy Cross, who is the Bob Dylan type singer-songwriter, has some kind of relationship with Peter Singer, the young doctor, but we don't really know what that is. And as the book progresses, we get various hints. The other main character in this book, and perhaps the more interesting main character, is Jimmy Cross's greatest fan, a middle-aged man named Arthur Pennyman, who has been to every one of Jimmy Cross's concerts over the last 20 years. So he follows Jimmy Cross wherever he goes and has these very detailed lists of the songs that he plays, has played at every concert. So he can really, in some ways, predict what's going to come next. And his story, I think, was the one that I found the most interesting. Although I loved the sections with Peter Singer, who's really this kind of wussy doctor.
So we both like the film Almost Famous. Who might like reading Vexation Lullaby?
I think the same people who liked Almost Famous. I think this is a really good sort of rock tour novel. And if you like music, and especially if you like the kind of music, because it comes across so well in here, the kind of music that Dylan wrote and played and continues to do so, then I think that this is a book for you.
Vexation Lullaby. And I suppose a tour could be a vexation, but we'd have to read more to find out why he chose that particular title. The author is Justin Tussing, T-U-S-S-I-N-G. Wow, Nancy, thank you so much for bringing this book in.
You're welcome, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl talking to KUOW's Marcy Silman. And you can find more of Nancy's book picks at our website. Go to KUOW.org and search for Nancy Pearl.